Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I'm here with Scott Smith. And we have a very powerful evening lined up for you, but first I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. We know how busy everyone's schedule is these days, and it takes a commitment to join us and to share your energies, which is so beneficial. And whether you're listening now or later on the replay, which is just as powerful, just know that you're welcomed and appreciated and so much part of this. So please join me in welcoming Scott Smith. I think his message is going to be his introduction. I think you'll see quickly that he's got a very deep, profound understanding of the ancient metaphysical truths. And we'll be going right into the core of that tonight with some of this message. And a lot of what we'll be doing tonight is energy interventions. So this is one time I'm going to ask you, if you are driving, please listen later, because the frequencies are going to be very powerful and we want you to be safe. Okay, and the replay will be available right after the call, so, you know, if that's your case, you'll have it very soon. So, buckle your seatbelts. Let's invite Scott. Hello.
And thank you. Thank you for having me back, Jacqueline.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a delight. Always a delight. So, let's begin with what we've talked about the importance of merging the higher self with what we might call the personality self. Why is that so important? What kind of a difference on a practical level would it make in our lives? And share anything about yourself and your journey, you know, as you answer that or as we progress through the show tonight.
Sure, I'd be happy to. When I was a little kid, I was granted the abilities to see energy around people. And I saw auras, and I was quite familiar with that. But then one day, in my channel flipping as a kid, I saw this guy on TV, and his energy was nothing like any person I'd ever seen before. And it was like, wow. And basically what I saw was that the upper aura was intersecting the lower aura through the throat chakra, instead of being a completely separate, if you will, looking thing, as I had been perceiving before. And the power that came through this guy's voice, the energy that came through this guy's voice, it was no wonder he became a motivational speaker. And I'm talking about Leo Baskaglia, if anybody has ever heard of any of his stuff. It was on NPR, Channel 12 in Philadelphia. W-H-Y-Y. Anyway, it just amazed me, and I saw that process, and I said, I want that. I want that. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is, but I want to be part of that process. And then as I grew and I expanded in my spiritual practices through all my internal teachers, all my external teachers, to whom I give all of them my incredible thanks. I just saw and learned that this was all part of the enlightenment process. When you have these lower bodies, your physical body, electromagnetic body, your emotional body that has the personality layers, the mental body, causal body, you've been through all the bodies, right? 55 feet in diameter is the lower body system, and I'll make reference to that later. So when that connects with this antakarana, this tube, this light tube. But some people say light tube in English and they refer to something else, so I'll use the Sanskrit antakarana, that connects the lower body system to Source, to the I Am Presence, to the cosmic muffin. It doesn't care what you call it. Well, creation, in its incredible magnificence and just, it's unbelievable. If those frequencies from the I Am Presence, from Source, were to come into our local body system, into this crystalline structure, it would explode. Think of Ella Fitzgerald in a goblet. But what happens is they created whoever they are, whoever it is, whatever the process was, I don't know. There's that thing that floats along that antakarana. It's called the Atman, and the I Am Presence is the para-Atman. But in English, we call it the upper room, the higher self, the Christed over self. And there's so many ways of saying it, that upper aura place. And as we prepare our lower bodies, this is the enlightenment process, as we prepare our lower bodies, that filtering, that higher self, the soul, same thing, the filtering that does isn't needed as much, and it starts to descend. And then it starts to merge with the lower bodies. And that's one of the major milestones in the enlightenment process. And it's in just about every culture they talk about that. In Buddhism, it's referred to as an awakened one. And in Christianity, it's called a Christed being, because you're taking this Christed over self and merging it with the lower body. And I pursued it. And I decided that this is what I wanted to experience. This is what I wanted to do and be, just so I could be in service to people. And I went through a lot. And I went through various processes, various initiations, all kinds of studies in all kinds of cultures. And that's when I came up with the system that I've come up with. And Jacqueline, when you invited me to be part of this series, and I meditated on what it is that we should do, I kept asking you, remember, Jacqueline, what does your audience want? What is it that they need? What would help them the most? And you said, and that was that. I took that nothingness and I went inside. And I went inside. You gave me a little guidance, I won't put it so bluntly. But I went inside and I meditated on it. And I was told to take people through this process that I outlined and sent to you. And you responded, wow. So I thought, okay, well, then I must have hit the nail on the head. So this is what I am going to allow to pass through me to everyone tonight. It's not my process. It's the process. And this isn't going to make you into a Christed being. This is not going to make you into a Buddha, an awakened one. But this will start that process in a major big way to help speed you along that process if you are on a spiritual journey, as most of the people on this call or listening to this recording are. And I can't put it any more simply than that. Did I explain it well enough?
Yes, yes. And what we really talked about was what would be the most valuable, just most the most valuable content and energy interventions. I say that because it's really a mix of clearing and strengthening and opening, activating, and again, kind of coming back, and then working with the physical body so that the changes that we can bring through tonight can be kept, can be held. So, you know, this is what we've promised, and we have got such a full agenda. I think we really should go right into the first piece. Are you ready?
Well, actually, I'd like to say another couple of moments, if I may.
Okay.
If you choose to go through this process, and then you decide you don't want it, it will pass. It's just that simple. This is all free will choice. Nothing's being forced on anyone. But what I noticed is as I went through this, that my life just started shifting and changing. So when I was focused on what I didn't have, even though I had so much, I just took it all for granted. And then all of a sudden, it was as if one day, boom, I didn't take anything for granted anymore. And I kept having this concept that I lived in this cave. And I thought, wow, Scott, this is not a cave. If anything, it's a man cave. It's filled with so much technology and so many things to make life so pleasurable. And I started enjoying things. And this year, for the first time, I truly enjoyed my garden outside. It's at a different level. I can't explain it. And the amount of hummingbirds coming to my feeders this year are just so tremendous. And just all these different things that are just unfolding and happening in my life. I just wish the same for everyone, that they could have such joyous moments unfolding in their lives too. So, we talked about what it is, and let me talk about what tonight's process will be, Jacqueline. The first thing we're going to do is prepare ourselves. And I'll take you guys through a short guided process so that we can set aside and or clear ourselves and or purify ourselves of any and everything that no longer serves us on our path, everything that we're ready to get rid of now. Because what happens in this purification process, any purification process, we get rid of the patterns, and then we get rid of the habits, and then we can get rid of the beliefs that those patterns were based on. And we do it in a simple, graceful, wonderful way so there are no healing crises. So that's first. Just however you choose, at whatever level you choose, and I'll explain how you can have different levels later, to get rid of, clear, purify, transmute, and replace any and everything that no longer serves you. Then, you know, that soul is there to protect our body system. So in order to have it start to merge, there'll be a second little process. And what that will do is strengthen the entire body system from the ascension body all the way down in through the physical, electromagnetic, and all the other bodies, all 55 feet. Now, once we've cleared, once we've strengthened, then this energy will pass through, which is a true activation, a rare activation that will start this process in you and will keep going, continuing. If you choose not to do the process part, the activation part, that's fine. That's your choice.
I think this group is saying yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And then after that, after we go through that, we may need to take a pause. Maybe we'll take some of those questions if people want to type them in. If you have any questions now, type them in now, because once the energy starts flowing, I doubt you'll be able to type much. So we'll take some questions or something. I think this is a good point for a break at that point. And then there will be another energy thing. Because once we've taken this initiation, this activation of this process, then what we're going to do is have another process to increase our health, to affect our immune system and our cellular health all the way down to the DNA itself, so that our physicality, our actual body system, can support us as we continue on the process. And if you choose not to do the activation, you can still do that increasing the health. I don't think anybody would complain about having their health increased. That's a mouthful. Now you know why Jacqueline wanted to start this sooner than later. Is there anything you'd like to say before we start?
I just sense that our listeners are chomping at the bit. So I think we should just gently move into it.
Okay.
The first stage, which is really clearing.
And I want people to know that I did more preparation for this call immediately prior to the call than any other call I've ever done. And any ritual that I felt I wanted to do to honor my teachers, I did that already. We're going to be working with the pure energetics, the simple stuff. The process of enlightenment is one of removing tension from every body in your body system. So I'd like you to be comfortable. Be very comfortable. You can lay down if you want. If you are laying down, the only danger with that is falling asleep, because then you won't be participating in the process, but that's what replays are for. Some people were taught to sit with their back straight like a steel rod and fold their legs into pretzels. If that's stressful for you, do not do that. If that's completely relaxing and causes absolutely no stress, and you want to do that, go right ahead. I honor all of you. I honor all of the processes you've been through. I honor all of your paths, as I do with my students, whatever path they're on. So I ask now, to help the process, please have the thought to activate the base chakra. And if you're new to me, the base chakra is a chakra that's below the feet, and I'm not going to go into detail about it. There's other places you can find out about that. And just have that thought to activate it, to turn it on. I never open or close chakras. They're intelligent. They do that by themselves. You can have healing crises if you do that. But we can turn them on. So please now have that thought. Activate the base chakra. And now have the thought to have you, and I define you as your consciousness, your superconscious, which is your soul, your conscious awareness, your subconscious, your unconscious, all of that is the immortal part of you. Please relocate you into the center of the core of being, just by having that thought, and you will be there. Don't doubt, and just relax. If you're not fully in the center of the core of being, don't worry about it. this process will help pull you in. Some people know that they're in the center of the core of being when this peacefulness comes over them. So just be. We're human beings. And Shakti, divine spiritual energy, is now passing through me. It's being sent to me, and I radiate it out to you as a group and as individuals. And I ask that you please just breathe this in. Breathe this in right now. For those of you that are a little bit more advanced, you might notice that it contains the violet flame. It contains the sacred fire. And it contains other energies in this bandwidth that I'm radiating out. In the center of the core of being, it'll be easy to set aside that monkey mind. Those continual thoughts. It'll be easier to have your emotions come into balance. So keep breathing in this energy, breathe in this energy through your nose if you can, please. In and out through the nose. And in the center of the core being, quietly, in your consciousness, say, I command that all of my bodies immediately balance, align, center, and ground. Not a bad thing. You can do it anytime you want. Good. We're going to allow this process to work and shift. And as it's working and shifting and setting aside, you can choose now in the center of the core of being. Don't go back up into your brain, please. Choose to set aside those things that no longer serve you on your path. Or choose to clear yourself of all those things that no longer serve you on your path. Or choose to purify yourself completely of any and everything that no longer serves you on your path. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, just make a choice. And now we're going to need to connect the chakras. Right now we're going to go up to chakra number 24. So we'll connect the base chakra to the first chakra. That's the root chakra that most people are used to at the bottom of the spine. That's the life plan chakra. And we're going to connect that base chakra to the second chakra, that's the balance chakra. When chakras connect, just tell them to do it and they will. But for those of you who can see, you might notice it looks like the longitudinal lines on a globe, sort of like the segments of an orange. You don't have to make it be that. You don't have to visualize it. Just acknowledge that they are connecting, focus on it, tell them to do it, whatever wording works best for you. We're human beings, we're just going to be in this state. We're not human visualizationists tonight. So let's connect the base chakra to all the chakras up to 24. And when you do, after you hit 24, sometimes some people can feel energy coming back down. And what that is the energy that was at chakra number 24 now has clear pathways to come down in through the entire body system, through all these other chakras, and then out through the body system. So now we're going to, in the same way, we're going to connect that root chakra, that first chakra, the life plan chakra, to the second chakra near the belly button. That's the balance in all aspects of life chakra. And we're going to connect that root chakra to the third chakra. And that's all about power, empowerment, self-empowerment, spiritual authority, spiritual permission, control issues. Yeah, we got a few of you on that one. And then we're going to go from the first chakra to all the chakras up to 24. Good. We're allowing the chakras to communicate better. We're allowing the energy to flow better. That's why we're doing this. Energy is meant to flow. So now we're going to connect the second chakra to the third chakra, and the second chakra to the fourth chakra, the gateway chakra, between the higher and the lower dimensions, the heart chakra. And now we're going to connect that second chakra to all the chakras, all the way up to 24. So now let's connect that third chakra to the fourth chakra, and the third chakra, that power chakra, to the fifth chakra, communications. Communication between you and every cell in your body, you and every atom in your body, you and every organ in your body. Communication between you and all non-corporeal beings. Communication between you and every person that you come in contact with. Verbal and nonverbal. And now we're going to connect that third chakra to all the chakras up to 24. So now we're going to do that fourth chakra, the heart chakra, to the throat chakra, the communication. And we're going to do that fourth chakra to the sixth chakra. That's the brow chakra. Some people call it the third eye. That's the wisdom chakra. It's all about insight, foresight, and some people have prophecy through that. And now we're going to take the fourth chakra and go to all the chakras up to 24. And now let's connect the fifth chakra to the sixth chakra and the fifth chakra to the seventh chakra. And the fifth chakra to all the chakras up to 24. And the sixth chakra to the seventh chakra. And the sixth chakra to the eighth chakra. And the sixth chakra, that wisdom chakra, to all the chakras up to 24. The crown chakra and all the chakras above it are always perfect. We just don't mess them up. I think that's because we haven't learned how. So now we're just going to connect all the inter-chakra connections from 7 up to 24 all at once. Good, good, good. And now here comes a second batch of Shakti. Different bandwidths, different frequencies, measurable if we had the right tools. Just allow these frequencies in by breathing them in, by choosing them, and breathing them in through your nose. And fill the center of the core of being with it. Thank you. More and more and more. we're going to turn these energies on. And we're going to energize them into the excited state for those of you who know chemistry and physics. If not, just say energize it. And now we're going to amplify it, like turning up the stereo knob. And now we're going to anchor these energies on our node in the center of the core being. That's our node on the grid of humanity. Same, same. And now just allow these energies to expand out through the entire body system. And now to assist us in this process, we're going to stay in the center of the core of being. And maybe you've seen Indian dancers and Nepalese dancers and Indonesian dancers. They put their hands together, many cultures. They put their hands together like prayer, and then they put their hands above your above their heads. Don't do this. Just describing it. Because that's what we're going to do with our astral hands right now. And we're going to use our astral hands and push all the thoughts up the left side of the brain and up the right side of the brain, outside the skull, making like a mohawk of thought with our astral hands in that prayer position above our crown chakras. And then just by allowing it, we're going to consciously expand spiritually our corpus callosum. That's this teeny little piece that connects the left side of the brain with the right side of the brain. Do it now. Squeegee all the thoughts up. You're using your astral hands. And now expand that corpus callosum and be in this space, this place. Good. Good, good, good. And now once again, I ask you to choose to set aside, to clear yourself, or purify yourself. And with that thought, in the center of the core being, please, through your nose, breathe in this energy that's being sent through me now. It's okay if there's dead air and there's silence. Let's just allow. This entire process is of the light and is in service to the light, an arm of the light, and I serve the light as I serve you. can feel some of the people on the call are stopping breathing. Please keep breathing. Samadhi is something else. We're not doing that. And in this moment, please accept this gift of yet even more different energy patterns, energy frequencies. And once again, I'd like you to breathe it in through your nose, in and out through the nose, but you're breathing it in into the center of the core being. Breathe this new energy. There you go. This might feel more dense. That's because it is. You might start feeling resistance in your body to it. That's the stuff that didn't clear. And that's okay. You might start feeling a little something in your head. Maybe even a headache. Please don't give up. Stick with it. That'll all dissipate. This energy, when we're ready, breathing it in, filling the center of the core being, when we're ready, is going through the whole body system in a moment. So again, let's turn this energy on, let's energize it, let's amplify it, and let's lock it in to our node in the center of the core being. And now allow it to radiate out through the entire electromagnetic body. That's all the nadis, all the marma points, all the chakras, all the minor chakras, all the meridians, all the minor meridians. And now, as those little teeny itty-bitty subatomic particles that keep changing between energy and mass, allow them through sympathetic vibration to pick up this energy when they're in the energetic state and carry it back into each atom in your body when they convert back to mass. The whole process to get every atom in your body takes about 4 seconds. And I can hear you going, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. And that's okay. So now we want to focus this. We want to focus this into the DNA and into the RNA. Just have that thought to focus these energies into the DNA, into the RNA. This is not for healing. That one will be later. This is for strengthening. And now allow this energy to pass from the electromagnetic body into the physical body we just did. And now into the emotional body and the personality layers. And into the mental body with all the layers and sublayers and interconnected layers all these bodies have all that. we don't know what all these different bodies have and contain because we can't perceive it yet. We have no measuring devices. And now into the causal body, again, layers, sublayers, interconnected layers. Now the same into the astral body. And now into the etheric body. All the layers, sublayers, interconnected layers. That completes the inner bodies. So now we're going to do the advanced bodies. Allow this energy to expand into your Christ body or Buddha body. That's the dodecahedron. That's where the Merkaba is. And now into that icosahedron, the light body. And now into the radiant body. And if you feel energy slicing through, like an old LP kind of a shape, through your brain, when you master the radiant body, that's when people who see energy can perceive a halo around you. And now into the ascension body. And that's all 55 feet in diameter of us. Wonderful. So now I'd like you to think about whether you like that activation or not like the activation, to be part of this process. To grow towards enlightenment in a more focused way, in a graceful way. And we're going to, while you're thinking about that, I'm going to ask Jacqueline to make any comments that she might choose to make, just so that we can have a little break, teeny little break, before we do the activation.
I'm here. I think what we really need to do is give people just a little space to integrate what's just been received.
Yes. So did anybody type in any questions? We can entertain a question or two now.
Yes, but most of them don't seem to be on point with what we're doing right now. Here's one. Mary from California said, can you help me clear some clutter and static from the pineal gland? So the process that we just did, does that have that effect? Can you address that question?
Yes, it should have had an effect on that. We can always, in a private session, focus in on do that. But if, Mary, if you want to write back, if you can even type, just let us know whether you feel that question is still valid.
And That's the issue. Any questions I have right now are before the activation.
Okay. Good enough.
We've got one question about coming up. Will the activation for health encourage weight loss?
If having weight loss supports you on your path, supports the process to unfold, to keep you in the body. Remember, when we go to enlightenment, it means carrying these faster frequencies in the body. You have to be in the body. So the body has to be alive. And so if your body needs weight loss in order to do that, then absolutely it will. I hope that answers that.
Could the opposite be true as well?
There's an awful lot of there's an awful lot of chubby Buddhas out there, right?
And it's to help ground the energy. Is that why?
That and other reasons, yes. But sometimes that's important for the health. Sometimes it's important for the culture where the person was going to be teaching or sharing or doing or whatever. But if you would like that to be part of, if you would like weight loss to be part of this, then just request that. And we'll have a segment for that when we get into the health segment.
Which is not just yet. We're
no, we haven't even
just taking a little breather before getting into the activation. And this is a very unusual broadcast tonight because we are focusing so much on a very deep, this could be an entire weekend course. So we're really stretching to offer this much energy work. And the energy really started happening right from the beginning before we officially went into energy interventions, holding space.
For me personally, the energy work started before I started doing preparatory work to get ready for the call. So, yes.
And everyone who's meant to be here.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I was saying to Scott just before the call that I was surprised that we didn't have more people opening the email, a little concerned, because I thought we'd have such a positive response. And I think what's really happening here is if you're ready to receive this, you're here. And if you know kindred spirits who are ready to receive, I hope you'll share. And given the time of year it is for so many of us in the Northern Hemisphere, many people are listening to replays. So we open our arms wide to embrace the people who will be joining us later in the replays and assuring you that the energies are just as strong. And honestly, Scott and I have been working with these energies for at least a day now. We were working last night and earlier today, and so it's really been building. You're in the cooker.
Yeah, I'm being told to start. So,
then let's start.
Ew. So again, this process creates peace and relaxation. If you're feeling any tension in your physical body whatsoever right now, please take a moment and readjust yourself. You don't have to suffer to be a saint. There's no brownie points for sitting in the lotus position when your knees are hurting. Just please release the physical as I help you release the tensions in the energetic body. By being in the center of the core of being, we can eliminate a lot of the tensions in the emotional and mental bodies. And the rest of the bodies will follow suit. So once again, in the center of the core of being, I command that all of my bodies immediately balance, align, center, and ground. And now we're going to connect the chakras up to chakra number 108. Some of you won't be able to do that, and you won't even know you can't do it, so it doesn't matter. We're just going to do it, and just know that however high your chakra system can connect, it will. Please trust the process. So again, we're going base to 1, base to 2, base to all the chakras up to 108. 1 to 2, 1 to 3, 1 to all the chakras up to 108. 2 to 3, 2 to 4, 2 to all the chakras up to 108. 3 to 4, 3 to 5, 3 to all the chakras up to 108. 4 to 5, 4 to 6, 4 to all the chakras up to 108. 5 to 6, 5 to 7, 5 to all the chakras up to 108. I'm getting lost in the Shakti myself. Chakra 6 to chakra 7, chakra 6 to chakra 8, and chakra 6 to all the chakras up to 108. And chakra 7 up to chakra 108. All the inter-chakra connections all at once. And here I pause. Allow your guides and teachers internally to help you with this process. Some of you are going to feel like you're wearing a cat in a hat of light, pure light. Some will perceive white. Some will perceive gold. Some will perceive purple. In fact, there's going to be other perceptions, I'm being told. Most will see white or gold. For those who can see, for those who can sense. Just be, and all we did was connect chakras. We haven't done anything yet. I'm starting a process, and I want you to please breathe in and out your nose, and don't stop. Normally people stop on an exhale or they stop on an inhale. Consciously breathe. Keep your consciousness in the center of the core of being. And as soon as you stop inhaling, immediately exhale. Don't hyperventilate. Don't breathe fast. Everything is relaxed. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Just relax. Ah, thank you. What's going to happen as you're doing this continuous breathing is various energy forms, shaktis, are going to come down the antahkarana from source through the filtering system of your soul, that Christed over self, that higher self, and down in through the crown into your complete body system. connection will be made. There will be some silence here. Keep breathing. Don't stop. Hold with it. Keep going. You're doing great. It is done. So I want you to take your physical hands and reach up above your head, wider than your body, and feel. And if you can feel an energy ring forming in your hand, great. If you can't feel an energy ring forming in your hand, great. Just grab this energy ring, this golden energy ring, and pull it down over your physical body and push it down past your feet into the earth. And reach up again, hands wider than your shoulders, getting ready to grab this next ring. Grab the ring when you feel it, and wait. If you don't feel it, wait. Okay, grab it now, if you don't feel it, and pull it down over your body system, and as you pass your hips, whatever's comfortable for you, just push the ring down, and it'll go past your feet into the center of the earth. There's one more of these. And so we're going to reach up, and if you feel that ring, that's great. If you don't feel the ring, that's great, because it doesn't matter. It's happening. And just hold the ring and pull it down over your physical body and push it down into the earth, so that the earth itself can take benefit of that. And what those three rings do is seal this process. Hope everybody's okay with all these silent gaps. Not too many telesummits have those. The process that we have just sealed takes time to unfold. It can unfold completely and perfectly in less than a day. It may take up to 7 years to completely unfold. And that's all up to you and your path and your choices along the path. This activation is a gift. This activation supports all spiritual paths. Every one of them. Just feel this. Know this. Be this. There are two main paths, irrespective of religion. One is where the heart chakra will expand and expand and expand and create the enlightenment. Some people call that the silver path. And it's a very, very valid path. A good friend of mine went through that path. He used to be called Jesus. Another amazing path that can happen is called the golden path by some. And what happens is this amazing energy comes down that antahkarana through the crown chakra, through the brain, through the body system. It's sometimes referred to as the Shiva path. Both are extremely valid, wonderful paths. And we are given in this era, now, on this planet, the choice of one or the other, or both. Mastering both that Christ path, that Buddha path, and the Shiva path. I guess I didn't talk about all three. Forgive me. I'm lost in the Shakti. Are you? However, your path continues to unfold. Just allow it. Just know that it is unfolding, and it's unfolding at a rate at which you will be comfortable, because it's unfolding based on your choices. So now, I'd like you to just, if you popped out of the center of the core of being, to just be back in the center of the core of being. Right now, energy is being sent to you. Just allow it in. You can choose to breathe it in if you wish. If you breathe it in, fill the center of the core of being and radiate it out through your whole body system. If you choose not to use that method, that's okay. It's coming to you. Just allow it. And you will feel it. Come in through the antahkarana and or through the heart chakra and or through the base chakra. we're going to give this a moment, and then we're going to make some choices for ourselves based on our health. First, we're allowing this in. It's coming in, and just know that it's affecting your DNA, your RNA, your mitochondria, at that teeny tiny level. And we're doing this first. Some of you might find that there will be a shift in your diet. And I'm being asked to speak to that while this process is happening in the DNA. For those of you who choose to be more mystic in nature, working more directly with the energies themselves, you might find yourself having better effect being vegetarian. For those of you who are healers and choosing to be healers, you might find the need to have a more omnivorous diet. And both are good. Just remember, in the center of the core being, I command that all of my bodies immediately balance, align, center, and ground. Okay, so now I'd like you to focus on the endocrine system. That's the pineal, pituitary, thyroid, thymus, adrenals, pancreas, and gonads. That's testes in men and ovaries in women. And I want you to focus on the whole system, please, right now. Keep your consciousness in the center of the core of being for better effect. Now we're going to need to adjust the neural net. So please focus as I just mention these places, even if you don't know what it means. Focus this energy into the thalamus, the hypothalamus, the hippocampus, the amygdala, the corpus callosum, frontal lobes, parietal lobes, temporal lobes, and occipital lobes of the cerebrum. The cerebellum, the pons, the medulla, and the rest of the brainstem. And now, singularly, all the brain cells anywhere in the body. Spinal cord, the meninges. Out to all the nerves in the body, and now into all the organs and glands in the body, the rest of them, and the endocrine system. If you want to choose to focus on any gland or organ right now, please do so. And now we're going to focus on the fascia and the muscles. All the muscles. All the muscles. You might feel tension building up in your neck. It's all right if you move your neck and like give it a little crack. Tensions. Some of you are needing to stretch the spine. That's going to have to wait a bit. And now into all the connective tissue. Focus into all the connective tissue. And into the bones. And into the marrow. And if you want to focus on any specific area of any joint or any kind of problems, go right ahead, do that now.
Thank you. This includes the weight loss also, right?
Sure, that would be the endocrine system mostly.
Okay. I'm asking on behalf of our listener.
Yes. Good, good, good. And now let's focus on all the fluids in the body. And now we're going to focus on the lymph and the lymphatic system, which means that actual real toxins are going to get released from your lymph into your body and be eliminated. So that means you have a choice. You can drink more water for the next 3 or 4 days, more than you do now, to flush it out. And when you drink water, if you take small amounts at a time, like an ounce or two at a time, the water will go into your tissues. If you guzzle the water, it'll flush the system. And you need to do both. Make sure you get enough water. The other choice is to not drink the water, in which case you'll probably get flu-like symptoms, but it won't be the flu. It's just the toxins trying to get out of the body. I highly recommend that you do the water, because if the toxins are trying to get out of the body and they can't, then your body is going to protect itself again and send the toxins back into the fat cells and the lymph system where they're kept at bay. I'm going to give this a little bit more time. This is really important. Please drink water. Tea, coffee, juice doesn't count. Now we need to focus onto the blood and all of the blood components. how one of the side benefits of this process is when it's complete, is the natural spin of things will reverse. So that various bugs, if you will, that make us sick, won't be able to attach electromagnetically to the cells and the molecules where they normally would. One of the reasons you rarely see really advanced spiritual people get sick. They may have conditions, but getting sick is another story. I bet that makes some listeners want to go back and redo and change their mind about the activation. Oh, you're doing great. Good, 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 good. Please flush lots of water. Good, good, good. Excuse me while I do something right here. Good, good, good. Hopefully that felt wonderful for everyone.
So let's just breathe and take that in. Let's give Scott a little rest. A well-earned rest. Very profound, very powerful energies. And why don't I share a few comments that have come in?
Please.
From Lisa in Davenport, I must comment again on the second activation. I felt the golden rings without a doubt. Scott, you are just awesome with a capital A. I saw a lot of purples and violets, colors swirling, and also received the high pitching in my right ear. I'm very grateful to you both. Thank you again. Do you want to... Scott, do you want to share what the high pitch in the right ear means?
Yes. When this is my understanding, and this is what I'm getting. What happens when someone channels is that an entity comes into their beingness and speaks through them. However, when a higher being or a guide or a teacher wants to communicate with you, they don't do it that way. They don't take advantage of your body system. What they do is they adjust various frequencies. And some people can actually hear these frequencies. Some people sense these frequencies. And there's an attunement that goes on, where your frequencies get adjusted and their frequencies get adjusted, sort of like tuning in a two-way radio system of some sort. Like when people who used to use CBs, and they would adjust to the same frequency. And then the communication can occur. If there's no words, if there's no questions, then usually what's happening is that an energy packet is being downloaded for your benefit to help you. And it's a very positive, wonderful thing. If it persists for weeks and weeks and it's loud and it gets difficult to hear other things, then it may not be this. It may be something called tinnitus or tinnitus, some people say. That's my understanding, anyway.
Thank you. And the wisdom from India on that is that that is quite a spiritual opening. I won't go into detail, but it regards the Kundalini system and the Ida and Pingala, I believe it's called, and they're the two strands. And when there's a popping like that, that's considered quite an amazing activation. So you can sit with that and decide if that's your case. Maya said, I feel wonderful. And that's spelled F-U-U-U-U-U-U-L with an exclamation. Thank you. And Peggy from Kentucky said, thank you both for sharing with this wonderful group. I feel so much energy and peace. So grateful for this activation. Love to all. And we have an incoming no name that said, these rings are pure joy. Yoo-hoo! And Mary, who wrote to us earlier, said, I have no idea if my pineal is cleared, but I feel energized and fueled. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary, for getting back to us. And
yeah.
Mary, if you or anyone else out there wants to do more work with this, to help this develop and unfold within you, that's one of my special offers. You can just click the little link on the page.
Okay, and Jane said, profound intergalactic clearing, thank you. And Lisa, who we heard a few about already, said, yes, Jacqueline and Scott, I could feel a lot of healing energy flowing through me, and especially my hands. That could be healing. There's chakras in the hands. That could be healing opening up. Totally blissed out now. Thank you so much. And Monica, I didn't give you her, actually it's Monikita. I didn't give you a name earlier from Ontario, said she did request the weight loss because she had a heart attack in December.
Mm.
So it's really important for her health. So I hope she took advantage of making that special request.
She did, I can tell.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. And everybody, please know that we'll get the replay up within minutes of the time that we complete the call tonight. Give us about 5 minutes, and then it'll be right there. And
if I can say something really quick, usually I take live questions, and we just can't do that tonight. You can hear how my voice has really, really softened. I'm in so much Shakti right now. I'm sort of like half out of focus of humanness. And I will slowly reintegrate after we're done. But it just wasn't appropriate to do that with this call.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. I was getting the same sense. That does even a little concern before we even started. Just knowing how much energy there was going to be in this call tonight. Honestly, I hope we're not disappointing you, but I feel like it's really more important to just breathe and be with these energies. I will slip in as many short questions that are universally oriented that Scott can give simple answers to before we complete in a few minutes. But thank you. I think we've been given an enormous gift tonight, and I think the best way of receiving it is to breathe it in, be gentle with ourselves, listen again later if you feel to, and we'd love it if you would share. I do have one note here I'm concerned about. I won't give you the entire, but it's from Florence. And she's saying she had trouble with the email. We did put out an announcement yesterday, and we did put one out today at 4 o'clock Eastern. So if you had any problems receiving it, please just send me a note directly, and we'll investigate why. Anybody can always reach me at Jacqueline, J-A-C-K-L-Y-N, at U-Y-O-U, Awakening. As if it's all one word, youawakening, small letters, .com. And I'm right on top of email, addictively so. Okay. Scott, if you're able to.
Yeah, I'm reintegrating. I can handle stuff.
I'd like to ask you for just real short, simple answers to two questions here. I'm going to take the one from Lisa first, and that's, she asked rather early on, you know, can you help with abundance issues, specifically for love and finances? Can you just tell us simply if or how that was included in our activations tonight?
Actually, I'm going to do something more than that. We're already in the flow. We're already in the energy. Would everyone please just be in the center of the core of being and just ask for divine abundance, divine prosperity, and breathe that in. Divine abundance is that all your needs are being met. So you want to have that because all your needs is more than just cash. So ask for divine abundance, divine prosperity, and divine grace. And just breathe that in through your nose. Fill up the center of the core of being with divine abundance, divine prosperity, and divine grace. Activate it. Energize it. Amplify it. Lock it in on your node. And just allow it to radiate out through your entire body system. Because as you are, energetically, is what you will attract. And these things are a choice. So we just chose divine abundance, divine prosperity, and divine grace. And you can do that whenever you want, as often as you want.
And if I can add, I think it's especially powerful if you include the activation also, because there's levels and layers of receiving. And as we go back, there's a process that was initiated tonight that takes some time to unfold. And Scott, correct me if you don't agree with what I'm about to say. With the re-listening, you also have the opportunity to go deeper. And I would just suggest using your judgment on that is when it's very powerful, when it's appropriate to do so. Scott, are you in agreement?
Once you've gone through the activation, which was part 3 of 4, you've gone through this activation, to revisit the energetic clearings, I forget what the word was that you used, for parts 1, 2, and 4 with the health, those can be revisited over and over again. And if you go through the activation a second time again, well, then that's great. It's not going to hurt anything. If you have doubt that the activation occurred, then please do revisit the activation.
Thank you for clarifying that. And Eileen from Massachusetts says, let's simply address this. She said, where is the node in the core of the body, also 24 chakras? What does that mean? Did I miss something? That would have been from the first meditation.
Sure. The core of being is a place. And I don't tell people where it is at first, because then they'll feel the need to go there. And we're not human goings, we're human beings. And spirituality happens very, very quickly. Energy moves very, very fast. So I'd rather teach people to just be there. And I'd be happy to explain that all, but this is not a brief answer. The node is in the very, very center of that core of being. And you know you're there because it's peaceful, like being in the center of a hurricane. And around the outsides of the core of being, the winds of Maya, the winds of illusion go round and around. And it's so easy to get sucked up into it. So I teach people to just be there in the center. Was that brief enough?
You did great. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little pushy or heavy-handed with you, and I never mean to be.
No, you're not. I was joking. I'm smiling.
By the way, in case you guys haven't guessed, Scott and I are very good friends. And we go back long, a long, long ago. Okay. But not in these present bodies. Okay, I'm reading. Manakita said, felt the rings, great activation. Thank you so much. Christine, she's up really late in England. She said, eventful, great heat and body, golden rings received, strange time delay on receiving parts of activations, and a giant, capital letters, moth dive bombing and joining in. Feel changes in my problem area. Great. We know from earlier conversations that she's dealing with a health challenge. So, Christine, my love to you, our love to you, and good luck with that. I think the re-listening of the health activation could be wonderful.
And if this is the Christine who wrote me, I did receive your email before, you know, like days ago, I think it was. And yeah, and everything is being worked on. Everything, yeah, it's good.
Okay. And Laura from Denver. Hi, Laura. So much gratitude and appreciation to you both, Scott and Jacqueline, not only for these amazing transformative processes, but for all you did in preparation for us. Much love. Thank you, Laura.
Oh, thank you.
I've missed you, actually. I was wondering if you were going to be with us tonight. Terry, I love this. This so reminds me of you in school. Terry from Carmichael says, do you have a comment for, I fell asleep and don't remember a thing.
Yeah,
my comment would
be,
it was a lot of energy and you weren't able to consciously take it in, but many parts of you were taking it in. Scott, what's your answer?
Yeah.
I was giving you a breather.
Yeah. Okay, my answer is that's fine for parts 1, 2, and 4. Not a problem. But for the activation, it kind of requires conscious participation. Remember, we're consciously creating this process that leads towards enlightenment. So I strongly suggest, if you enjoyed it, to go through and do it again.
Thank you.
And thank you for writing it, because anybody in replay that falls asleep.
Okay. And we have a few more, and I'll be quick like a bunny. But I just want to mention, there are people who have called in. And we had a feeling this was going to happen, so I tried to give a heads up in the email, which maybe wasn't received, that we really could only take general questions through the comments section tonight, just because of the nature of the call. And just realize, you know, there was so much energy transmission in this tonight that Scott, as he's already explained, is needing to ground a bit, and this is not the best time to be tuning in or going into lecture mode now that we're at this point.
Yes, I'm not focused on individuals right now consciously. I'm focused much more wide, much more broad, and it is very grounded, so that's not the issue. The issue is focusing in on any one individual to help someone with individual problems, which I'm more than happy to do at some other time.
Yes, he's always very generous. Maybe if you guys write to me, and you know my address, jacqueline@youawakening.com, we could talk Scott into coming back and doing maybe an hour question and answer. How about that? Scott, what do you think about that?
I'm in the shanti. I can't think right now.
Okay. So I'm speaking to all of our listeners, everyone except Scott. If you want him back, send me a note. That's what you do here. Okay. Going into wrap up here. Kelly, beautiful, beautiful gift. Thank you. Unidentified. Is there any significance to the color we may have perceived when we were working with the 108 chakras? For example, if we saw gold, did it signify anything? Thank you, Jacqueline Scott, for tonight's special gift.
Well, I don't prognosticate anymore because it wasn't useful for people on their path. And what's gold for one person is different than the same gold for a different person. And I'm sorry, but I just can't focus in on individuals right now. I just can't.
Okay.
But,
no problem. We understand.
Sure. Is there a significance to it? Absolutely.
And maybe we can suggest that if he or she sits in meditation just a little bit, that the answer will come to that. But I think it's more important to receive at this moment than perhaps to understand. You know, the understanding may come when you wake up tomorrow morning, for example.
And you drink your water.
And you drink your water.
For like 3 or 4 days, be really focused. Because I don't want people writing me telling me that they got flu-like symptoms.
That definitely can happen. And water, Scott is so right. I'm just chiming in. The fluid intake, both the large amounts to flush your system and the sips, are really supportive. Okay. Joan is saying, I feel like my channels are open and there's more space to receive, live, and enjoy life. Very uplifting. And I'm curious about what's next with the integration. Blessings. I don't know if you can or care to comment on that right now.
Everybody's process will be different as it continues to unfold. And wouldn't you rather have a present and a surprise and just observe and experience as it unfolds? Let it be a wonderment for you. I really can't think of anything
else. That's a perfect answer. That's a perfect answer. Not to talk over you, as I just did. Okay, and Lisa said, I've never commented this much, but this was simply the best I've received in activations in a long time. Really wonderful call. So grateful for you, Jacqueline and Scott. And Lisa, we're thankful for you, for your presence, for adding to this program, to this evening. And I'd just like to say to everybody, you know, if you feel like you received something, if you feel like there are kindred spirits out there, if you feel like there are people in need, we would love it if you would share this call. And you know what? I'm going to make a executive decision because I can do that. I'm going to give this call to the audience. So you can download it for free and you can share. And we hope that you do. Manakita, I hope I'm saying your name right. So thank you, Jacqueline, for inviting Scott, because the work he does is so important to all of us in humanity. Thank you both so much. Thank you, Jesus. You're welcome. Thank you. Christy, from North Carolina, I believe. It's NC. These calls with you two are so awesome. Yes, I love working with Scott. Thank you. And will this help with trauma, PTSD, and stress?
That little piece we did in one of the segments where we worked on the neural net, having gone through, was that in the fourth section where we worked on the neural net? One of the segments
I think it was fourth. We worked
on the neural net. Okay, so go through 1 and 2 and 4, and that will definitely help, because you're clearing out all these patterns, and you're clearing out all of these habits that have formed around horrific things that you've experienced. And if you need help, call.
And Christine from the UK, again, is saying, thank you for everything, both. XXX, tingling with the love and the energy, wide awake at 2:36 a.m.
Just kisses, Christine. No OOOs for hugging.
Okay, and Monikita said, I would love Scott back, big time. Thank you for the offer, Jacqueline. Of course, I've got to commit Scott, but he's usually very amenable. We'll take that up later when he can think straight. Virginia from Stowe, what an amazing gift on the eve of a powerful new moon in Leo. Heart love. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for you precious souls for your tremendous offering of love to all of us, incomparable, indescribable, and so very powerful. Much love to you both. Blessings to all who participated. Ah, thank you. Does that make you feel good, Scott?
Yes, it really does. And I appreciate you all staying on the call as I'm sort of like becoming me again a little bit more. You can hear my voice is coming back more. And Jacqueline, thank you so much for reading those. It was really, really great. And thank you all so much for participating. I mean, that's the reason why I breathe, is just so that I can help people and do this kind of work. So thank you all. Thank you for making my life worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. And I just have got to add, Christy, Here's an example of ask and you shall receive. Christy from, we think, North Carolina, just wrote back, XOXOXOXOXO, Scott. So there you go. You got your hugs. And anybody else who wants to join Christy in giving Scott a big energetic hug right now, please do. And then maybe you can include this wonderful community. All of us.
Thank you all so much for welcoming this work into your hearts and into your lives and taking time to focus on this, to making this an important part of your lives. I'm just at a loss for words. All I can say is thank you. Thank you all very much.
And that's a rare thing. So this must be a special night. So I think we're both very moved and a little bit spaced, but grounded, and definitely present with you. And thank you all for being with us so much. And thanks once again, Scott. You're wonderful. You know that. And we will have you back.
Thank you, Jacqueline. And thanks,
okay.
Everyone.
Take care.
Bless.
Good night.